Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Dean Smith used to say he'll be happy with a one-point win. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The legendary UNC basketball coach struggles spiritually between playing well according to his teachings, regardless of outcome, and winning no matter how poorly you play. Since his job was winning and he was so competitive, he chose the latter. If he was watching the Tar Heels' touch-and-go victory over Stanford, he would have forgiven the freshman mistakes and 13 turnovers in the second half and loved that a selfless role player and defensive ace like Leaky Black scored the last 3 points and has now totaled 17 rebounds in his last 2 games. Carolina was lucky to be trailing at the half by just 4 points after Caleb Love kept shooting and missed 9 of his 11 attempts, including 0 for 3 from the arc. Aside from the talented freshman scoring point guard, the rest of the team went 11 for 19 and 1 for 3 from downtown. Whatever words of wisdom Roy Williams had at halftime, Love came out and hit 2 3-pointers and a driving layup to put the Heels ahead. The rest of the way, it was Smith's conflict between committing 13 turnovers for a total of 24, from which Stanford scored 22 points, and missing 13 free throws, but grabbing 20 more rebounds for 18 second-chance points. And how about Leakey's last 2 possessions, scoring on a hard drive from the left side, and after getting fouled on the rebound at the other end, sinking the free throw that gave Carolina a 4-point winning margin of 67-63. Smith had 36 years of counting on players like Black, who suffered from injuries and inconsistencies but came on as upperclassmen to demonstrate why they deserve to be on the court at go time. The Asheville-Maui Classic is a perfect tournament for the young Heels, with opponents getting tougher each day. Today it is 17th-ranked Texas, which has an 8-3 record against Carolina. Smith's recipe for a third straight victory is playing well and winning to beat the tall, tough, and talented Longhorns for Roy's 4th Maui title at Carolina, after which his 2005, 2009, and 2017 teams each won the national championship. This is Archansky. See ya.